This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I don't know if you realize this, but the New York court's order that says the government can force anybody to be vaccinated, essentially at gunpoint, what this means is that the government can force the population to be injected with any substance that they call a vaccine, right? You may think, well, okay, vaccine mandates only apply to vaccines, right? Well, what is a vaccine? What's the definition of a vaccine? Turns out it's not as concrete as you think. There are, of course, the old school vaccines, which are weakened viral fragments or RNA fragments and so on, that are supposed to entice your immune system to build antibodies upon exposure. And although that can work when it's done correctly, we also know that Merck, for example, faked the antibody response in its research on the mumps vaccine in order to fake out the FDA and get the MMR vaccine approved, even though it does not work. So there's a lot of fraud in that. But that's the old school definition of a vaccine. But that's not the only definition. You may have heard over the last, gosh, even 10 years, discussions about a, quote, vaccine against nicotine. It's called a vaccine. And it's a substance that when injected into your body, it causes a severe allergic reaction to nicotine. And this is supposed to help people stop smoking, right? Right. So if you smoke a cigarette, it hurts. You know what I mean? And this is supposed to, you know, stop your cravings by associating nicotine with pain. Of course, it's been a while since I read those articles, so I may not have the description exactly correct. But they did call it a vaccine, and there are also so-called cancer vaccines, which have nothing to do with viral strains. These are specialized proteins that researchers claim can help your body overcome cancer. So they're not using weakened viral fragments and things like that. Lots of different things they can put into vaccines that are then labeled a vaccine. It turns out that the definition of vaccine could be anything the government wants it to be. In Kenya, for example, we know that they were putting spontaneous abortion chemicals and infertility chemicals into the vaccine as part of the vaccine. And of course, they still called it a vaccine. So they were running around Kenya injecting young African women with abortion chemicals. And they called that a vaccine too. So I guess any chemical can be labeled a vaccine. Turns out government could put radioisotopes. Yep, that's right. Radioactive substances into a vaccine. Here, have some strontium-91 or 90, whatever the most radioactive isotope of strontium is, or cesium-137. I think there's also cesium-139 and some other isotopes as well. Here, put those in a vaccine, and then the government can force you to take it because the court of New York has ruled that you can't say no based on what's in the vaccine. So they could put literally a euthanasia chemical in the vaccine and force you to take it at gunpoint. You cannot say no, because the government says that anything that's labeled a vaccine can be forced into your body. You can be forcefully injected in the state of New York now, according to the recent court decision. This should be beyond alarming to anyone. I mean, it's bad enough, even if it were a legitimate vaccine that were quote, safe because it did not contain mercury or aluminum or formaldehyde or aborted human fetal cells or any of these other things. Even forcing that onto someone is, of course, a violation of basic human rights. It's a violation of your body. It's a form of medical rape, medical violence, especially medical violence against children. And it's a medical rape of women in particular. You know, to penetrate your body without your permission, that's rape. And just because a doctor does it with his little prick doesn't mean that it's suddenly justified, does it? You own your body, right? I mean, this is the whole argument of women's rights and abortion rights over the years is that you own your body. The government has no business telling you what you can do or can't do with your body, right? That's the argument. But the very same courts that are saying every woman has a right to decide on abortion, even after birth, which makes no sense, that's infanticide, says that, well, you don't own your body when it comes to the government injecting you with anything that they label a vaccine, even if it's toxic substances or euthanasia chemical or an abortion chemical. As long as they call it a vaccine, you have to take it. So New York has a biosludge problem. They have a lot of human waste, a lot of feces from all the toilets flushed across New York. And they currently truck that stuff out into other states, you know, surrounding the area, even beyond New Jersey. Well, what if they just loaded up all that feces into a bunch of needles and called it a vaccine? Then they could just get rid of it by injecting it into everybody, right? And you'd have to do it because New York says you can't say no if they label it a vaccine. So why not? I mean, they already label biosludge fertilizer. Why not just call it medicine? And that then they can get rid of it by just injecting it into people. See, that's obviously it's insane. But so is the current law to say that anything that's labeled a vaccine can be injected into people without their consent. So we've really entered the realm now of government rule by tyranny. Medical fascism is upon us. And it brings up a lot of questions about self-defense. Do you have the right to defend yourself against someone who tries to assault you with a machete, let's say? Well, of course you do. You could shoot that person if you had a concealed carry weapon on you, let's say. Someone tries to assault you with a machete, you can defend yourself. What about a doctor that tries to assault you with a scalpel, chasing you with a scalpel like a psycho, trying to cut off your breast in a double mastectomy without your consent to, quote, save you from cancer? Is that an assault? Of course it is. A doctor assaulting you with a scalpel, you got to stop that doctor. You stop that doctor using whatever legal tools you have on you at the moment on your EDC. What about a doctor that's assaulting you with a needle that contains a substance that can be deadly to some people? Do you have the right to stop that doctor? If he's assaulting you without your consent, of course you do. It's a matter of self-defense. Defending yourself against vaccine mandates is a matter of self-defense and basic human rights and even human dignity. Now, if you give consent, that's different, right? If you say that you agree to be injected with whatever's in that vaccine, you have no idea. They never tell you the ingredients, do they? If you sign up for it, raise your hand and say, yeah, sure, just inject me with whatever experimental substance that you have in there, even though there's no medical science that shows it to be safe, which is admitted right on the vaccine insert sheets. There's no studies showing these vaccines to be safe. None whatsoever. I mean, it says it in the flu shots. No randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. They admit it. But if you want to be injected with experimental toxic medicine, and you raise your hand, well, that's your own stupid fault for saying yes. And then, of course, you don't have the right to resist it if you've signed up for it. But if they come at you and try to assault you with a deadly vaccine, that's assault with a deadly weapon. That's a felony. And of course, you have the right to defend yourself against that. Every citizen does. But this is what it's come to. You know, they've taken away your choice. They've taken away your human rights. They've taken away your dignity. They claim that they own your body now. You don't even own your own body in the state of New York. So, I mean, it's interesting. According to that same logic that the New York courts have just issued, one day, if there were a conservative Christian government that ran New York, they could demand mandatory abortions, couldn't they? Because the court has already ruled that the government owns your body and the government can invade your body and do whatever they want. So I guess mandatory abortions might be coming to New York at some future date or some alternate future if conservatives... Well, but conservatives would never do that because they respect your liberty, you see. They would say, yeah, it's your body. It's your choice. But once the baby's born, you can't kill it. That's a living human baby. That's infanticide. Anyway, think about these issues. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative. Video website version 2 is launching in June. And we're adding Twitter-like functionality to brighteon.com. By the end of 2019, it will be a social media website that respects freedom of speech. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.